like this, you know, you put it up. You post, this one is the post, you see, across mm-hmm. there. You got down in the ground. You tack this plank there on this end and that and on that end. You got your another one there. You split that post, but each one of these planks half, you see,
mm-hmm.
and two, and you know, and all the way around, you know. And if you got putting up hard oak stuff now, you got to put up your number one good fence. And then there's a fence. Now, that's one way you put up one.
And what's that fence called?
Well, this fence is, this fence is called, a hard oak fence.
Mm-hmm.
Plank, you know, it's mostly for to put wild cows in to keep them bad about, you know, jumping out. You mm-hmm. put it up high enough, and then you can put up another fence. You might say now they call that this fence a bullpen. You're gonna put up a bullpen fence. All right. You see that's a post there.
Mm-hmm.
And here one right over here. Well, you're gonna put this fence up now, right? You're gonna inside, inside of that post there, you're gonna cut a notch out there. And you cut a notch out right here in this one.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring this down here, you know, and you nail it right in there, you see.
Yeah, I see.
All right, you cut a notch out down, a notch here. You bring that down there. And then you work the elephant thing all the way across there, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, that a whole elephant, you put none of the right kind of spikes in there. It's something like a 2x8, a 2x10 hardwood. Now you got a fence will hold anything, you put it up high enough, and you can put it down low enough where a swine, you know, weighing over 50 pounds, where he won't go, he can't go through it.
Hmm.
Now you putting up some fence then. Then you can put a barbed wire, what you call a barbed wire fence. You can put up a number one good out of heavy barbed wire. You put your fence, your posts, this is the other post you got in the ground, and you put them about 8 feet apart, you see. And while you start, you put up, you want to hold something like heavy, you know, swine, right at the bottom down there. You put your heavy, put your strainer wire right at the bottom. That's keep that hog, he stick his nose down there, you know, he ain't going to do no rooting, you know, and try to plow it up and then put that other one about 6 or 8 strained all the way on up. And then About every 30 feet, and you're putting up this barbed wire fence.
Mm-hmm.
You put you up two posts, you know, out there. All right. Now you're going to tie these here braces. Now this wire, you're going to put them there. That ain't going to let now strain of that wire for an elephant run into it. He ain't going to bulldoze it. He ain't going to give away. He's going to bust before it give away. You put them spikes, you see, in between there to brace it. On down there, and on there, you see, on down there. You mm-hmm. got to tie. Then you put another right up here at the top. Then if you want to, you see right between these, you can work a piece right in there. Then you tie it right across there. Now, it ain't going to get away.
Yeah.
Don't care what you can run into it. I seen some fences showing up was put up, you understand? I hope put them up. You run into them now with a big truck. Now you didn't move it. Now them posts, when you're building a pastor showing up, you put them posts in the ground 3.5 to 4 feet in the ground. And you pack it, you know, good, and let it sit there and that dirt set up. Now here's some, a real lot, fix a real lot for